All right, welcome to In Plain Sight. Jeremy in Kentucky here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash the donate, send the fundage. Make your check or money order payable to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in that debit or credit to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Set up a recurring payment, 5, 10, 20 bucks, whatever you're comfortable with. I just put in $100 last night. Challenge, gauntlet thrown to anyone that wants to match my $100. Please do so. Call in and Mike will take your money. This is your Thursday night broadcast where we have the heavyweight champion of all red pillars.
I must break you.
Wilhelm. William Repellum. Red Pillin.
Yeah. Hey, Jeremy. So good to be here. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the free weekend show.
Yeah, I know. We got Good Friday next week, I think, and Resurrection Sunday next weekend. And so we're bringing you in tonight with some red pills. Lots of stuff going on. You sent a few things in the prep. We're going to just wing it and take it as it goes. So, William, what's going on, my friend? What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I've caught wind of Stu Peters lately. You know, he's really going full bore, full on anti-Semite, you know. It's nice to see. It's, you know, I got one eye open on it, you know, just because, you know, you got to be careful about these controlled opposition people. But, man, if he's controlled opposition, he's definitely having some great folks with some great info. I mean, he had this guy, John O'Keefe, on his show in his most recent podcast that he did. This guy was talking about the greatest story never told. He's talking about Leon Degrelle. You know, he's talking about everything. And with a lot of passion and well-delivered information about exactly who is the problem and all of the bad history, you know, that's been covered up. He's exposing it. And so even if he's controlled opposition, there's still an enormous amount of value to be derived from this because, you know, I know he's got quite a bit of reach out there, and he's definitely being attacked by the Rolling Stone and these other, you know, Jewish shill loudspeakers or whatever, bullhorns. So, yeah. I didn't really isolate anything from this 1 hour, 24-minute clip, but I mean, I really enjoyed listening to it. I think I'm going to ask Mike to put it in the newsreel. It's called Live U.S. Citizens Enslaved by the Rothschild Banking Cartel. So we'll put it in the newsreel. And if not, I got it off BitChute. Just go find it, folks. It's pretty good. But it's always so nice to see somebody that used to not be, that I thought was always controlled opposition, come out and talk about the important topics. Now, he still doesn't seem to know that, you know, there's no gain-of-function virus. There's no that the whole virus thing. I mean, because, like, if they have not shown that any virus has caused any disease, because they haven't done that with any disease, then what is gain-of-function research? Because this was another video that I came across that I was watching by him. It was like either the last or the one before or the one after. It was something about the jabs or something about COVID, something about the medical. Anyway, it's right behind this other one. And Yeah, he's still, you know, the virus was bioengineered at Fort Detrick and everything like that. It's like, well, that's also BS. Because if there's no virus in the first place, how are you gonna gain a function research something when it's all BS in the first place? So there's really nothing to all that. That I feel like that gain of function stuff is just more controlled opposition to keep the whole virus scary virus canard alive and kicking. And I don't know who's deliberately controlled opposition, who isn't, but after all, they were able to use sincere Hitler as controlled opposition to further the end of their goals, right? So,
yep. Yeah, we got to take what we can get. And this whole thing with, you know, the left, what is the left? I guess it's people that support, you know, child trannies and immigration, unlimited immigration and white genocide. They support this. And they're coming out and attacking their own party and their own base over this Israeli genocide of Palestinians. And so that those talking points are flowing into the right wing, which I'll be considered Stupeters. And so they have to talk about them. They have to take a position on this. And so I think that's probably a good explanation, is that the left is pushing the narrative and is pushing the, you know, the what's the word I'm trying to find? They're protesting the Palestinian genocide, and so the right has to deal with it. And it's a very obvious thing that's going on there because of videos that have, you know, spilted through TikTok and Instagram, Facebook, of Palestinian children being maimed. So people have to deal with this. And I think Stu Peters, this is his way of dealing with it. And it's forcing the discussion of Jewish power on the left and the very far right. And the people in the middle are, you know, still just clinging on to what the only thing that they know, Israel is the chosen people. That seems to be the stance of the Trump supporters. Trump, who is looking to be the candidate and the winner of this election, whether he wins it outright or whether it's rigged for him to win it, can be up for debate. But at the end of the day, the left and the Democrat Party, their base is totally destroyed, their leadership. They are disenfranchised. There's no one on the left that is advocating for the Palestinians. And I think this is showing the demise of the current system that we have. But what system is being brought in? Trump and the pro-Israelites, Trump and the pro-genocide party. So that, you know, there's a bittersweet thing going on here. The destruction of the left, while at the same time, right-wingers supporting Trump, totally on board with what's going on with Israel and Palestine and supporting Israel. So I think that's what we're seeing here. But Stu Peters, yeah, it really did surprise me. His video. I wish that we could have had time to isolate some of the clips, and maybe we could later, but you have this sliver of right wingers that are actually agreeing with the left wing, and that Israel has gone too far and the United States should be interested in its own problems rather than the problems of this little tiny country in the Middle East that says it's Israel. So you've got that going on.
Well, yeah, you know, we shouldn't be interventionists in other people's wars for sure. But you know what? If we were to have to get involved in something like that, the greatest threat to the world is the Jewish one. And what the Jews are actually doing, the Bolshevik threat against, it's currently, there's no straight up Bolshevism that's going on in Gaza right now, you know, with this little micro area, whereas like they had Bolshevism throughout all of Russia before, this enormous landmass, though they obviously had a lot more of a challenge geographically. With this, they have this concentration, like shooting fish in a barrel is basically what they're doing. over there with these poor Palestinian people, you know? We've got the right, the right has this mind, the people on the right that we agree with on everything except for this, which is dead wrong, and just like it's suicide for our people that we have so many of our own people that are supporting this and unaware of Bolshevism and what happened in Russia and how that same exact thing is being carried out right now, and how the state of Israel is not the is the satanic synagogue of Satan. It's not the true Israel. And then these people think that because the Jews are so blessed economically, that God is just blessing them. So they must be God's chosen people, right? It's kind of like the same idea as this is a non-thinking thing to think. It's like the same idea as everyone accepting that viruses cause disease because, you know, the doctors said so. The whole medical establishment said so. They've been saying it for a really long time. If you know, 700 million people can't be wrong. I don't know if you saw that article about Zionism, right? There was a Jewish article that said 700 million Christians can't be wrong about Zionism, right? So it's the whole groupthink mentality and no critical thinking there. So hopefully, I don't know, hopefully Stu Peters will help some of these people on the right. He'll be able to kind of break this hive mind a little bit, you know?
It's an interesting phenomenon that we're witnessing. You speak of the current system under America and the West as Bolshevism. It truly is. Heavy-handed tactics, censorship. And, you know, up until now, it's been the right wing and those that have opposed immigration, those that have dared to say that white people have a right to represent themselves politically. These people have been always the target of this Bolshevik administration, but now the left people on the left supporting Palestine, they're finding themselves as targets of this Bolshevik state, where it's like, you know, we don't care that you support child chainism or homo rights, you can't go against Israel, period. So finally, people on the left are experiencing this heavy-handed Bolshevik system that we live under, you know, these protesters are being called anti-Semitic and equated to Hitler and the Nazis. That's a very, very fascinating phenomenon and a change that I don't think we've ever seen in our lifetimes. You know, since World War II, it's always been the Bolshevik state against the right wing and against those that would advocate for traditional values, but now they're attacking the left. They're attacking their own base. And so that all of these protesters that are pro-Palestinian on the left are encountering the same censorship that those on the right have encountered for decades. One case in mind, I mentioned on my Monday night show, the House has got a bill out to ban TikTok. And the reason they're banning it, you know, their reason is, well, they fear that the Chinese communist government is going to take information from American TikTok users and subvert it. But what the real issue is that TikTok is relatively uncensored. And there's all of these videos of Palestinian children being blown away, Palestinians posting these videos and uploading them onto their social media. And even Israelis who are bragging about this genocide, you know, taking videos and posting what's going on in Palestine. And this is all flowing out of TikTok and for the American public to consume. And so this is why the ban on TikTok is there. It's not because the government is interested in protecting your data. They could care less about that. Our own government uses social media to manipulate your data. What they're afraid of is all of the anti-Semitic reels exposing what's going on in Palestine and the genocide on TikTok. And that's why they want to force the Chinese to sell it to an American company or ban it outright. Those are the two choices, because the American populace is becoming aware of what's going on. And so many liberals view TikTok and see this, and it's just feeding into the anti-Semitic backlash on the left. So those are just some observations that I've made in the last few weeks, William.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of the, I haven't seen too many videos lately, but one of the things I did see in the Palestinian protests were there were some people that had like pro-Hitler, you know, and they were like people of color, right? And they were like, Hitler was right, pro-Hitler stuff. And it's just like, it's wonderful to see, you know, this, because obviously we know Hitler was a fantastic leader. He was not a demon. He was a very demonized man because he tried to help humanity. I mean, he really did. He was a humanitarian person. He was not an evil person at all. They were fighting a three-front war. Shouldn't have to sit here making excuses for a country that was forced into a war with the people who are the most like cordial, like the most like upstanding kind of people. The greatest example of like human beings, in my opinion, are the German people, just based on their behavior and how they built their country back so well after World War II. They don't complain. And so that kind of, in a way, makes them an easy target for the Jews to demonize them, because they just kind of pick up and move on and don't let it bother them, you know? I mean, but now they're totally mind because of all the propaganda. So more on that after the break.
Right. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Guys, all right, we're back to the William and Jeremy show on In Plain Sight, and I know William, you've got some clips from Stu Peters that you had lined up. I'm going to kick it to you, and we'll go to calls after the half-hour break.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to just mention a little thing that happened. So I went into a grocery store, right, and then I walked up, and I'm in an area like a smart city kind of area. And where they're getting all this stuff set up, right? So the grocery store has got all the checkout stands that are all like, there's no humans now. But they have a couple people standing around. I'm like, I go up and there's like this older like black lady and this younger black guy. And so I start, I'm like, oh, so I got to go through this thing. Oh, I can't get waited on by a human. And they're like, oh, yeah, no. It's like, well, we can do that if you want to. The option's still there. I go, yeah, but that's going away soon. Pretty soon we'll have that option. They're like, yeah, I know. And I started kind of talking to them a little bit about, like, all the stuff going on. And so I go, hey, you know, I got to about 30 seconds into it. I go, hey, it's the Jews. I go, I prepared them first. I said, look, I'm going to tell you who's behind all this stuff. Okay. All right. Just brace yourself. All right. You might get upset, but, it's the Jews. And they were like, not surprised. They were like, yeah. I think, you know, I mean, they didn't really say yeah. 'Cause they're in the store working, but they were very cordial and like seemed to understand, you know? And so, anyway, so, To finish my point, the Nazis on the left, Bolshevism. All right, yeah, I mean, do you ever see the video, Jeremy, where the Bolsheviks in Gaza were taking like men, tying their hands behind their back with those tie wraps, and then pushing them into a ditch, blindfolded, into a ditch, and shooting them in the ditch. I mean, disgusting Jewish behavior. This is how Jews behave. Okay, sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. But this needs to be exposed. And I'm just the world's asleep, and this jars you. Wake up. This is what's happening. All you people that are shilling for Israel, you know, it's disgusting what you're doing. And if you're unaware of it, be aware of it. What's going on now? Wake up and get aware of what's happening and who's behind it and how disgusting this tribe is, okay? And how horrific they are and how much they need to be stopped, okay? So, they need to be held accountable for their criminal behavior. So, let's jump in and play this Stu Peters clip for a few minutes before the break.
It's the only answer. Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So for over a century, our nation's financial system, the finances of every American family, you, down to every single dollar and every single penny that you bring in has been under the control of one entity, and that entity is the Federal Reserve. Now, there's a group of people who don't want me bringing attention to the Federal Reserve. All of the usual suspects have been writing hit piece after hit piece after hit piece. Stu Peters is an anti-Semite. A fake word, and I don't even care. The point here is they are fearful of the truth. Fear is the mortal enemy of the truth, and truth is the mortal enemy of fear. Just as the lie is the mortal enemy of the truth, and therefore the lie is the mortal enemy of the state. And we've been doing a lot of question asking recently, a lot of feather ruffling, a lot of noticing. And we have noticed, maybe you have noticed at home, that for over a century, our nation's financial system, the entire thing, the finances of every American, you, your family, down to every dollar, every penny that you bring in, has been under the control of one entity. And that entity is the Federal Reserve. Now, that same group of fearful cowards, those same people, will not like this platform bringing any attention or shining any light onto the Federal Reserve.
Goes on to name the Jew more. Anyway.
All right, we'll be back with that on the other side.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Back to the William and Jeremy show on Thursday night on the loose with William and Jeremy. And we'll just play that Sue Peters clip. You know, Peters is a relatively well-known alt-right personality, and he has went all in on the anti-Semitic remarks, just at the verge of naming the Jew. Born on April 1st, 1980, his Wikipedia page says that he is an American alt-right personality, a white nationalist, a Holocaust denier. He is a conspiracy theorist, according to Wikipedia, and promoting COVID-19 disinformation as well as anti-LGBTQ propaganda. So we know this guy's pretty good because he's over the target taking this much flack on his Wiki page. So that's what we got on Stu Peters. William, let me kick it to you for more comment, and then we got some callers in the queue.
Yeah, I said I was keeping one eye open just because of the controlled opposition folks or whatever. But I'm kind of, you know, I feel like Stu Peters is pretty good, and you know, I mean, the one danger is a honey trap, right? I mean, somebody who speaks the truth 100%. That one Jew, you know, a month ago or so ago, that was offed, that we with Daniel David Goldstein, Goldberg or whatever his name was talking about this, you know, putting agents out there that do all that. So I'll still keep a little bit of an eye open, you know, because he could be trying to stir up the pot and get, you know, Civil War to happen. They were talking about things that we believe, and that is that there's no political solution. You know, the only way what's happened is you get another Hitler in there, somebody who takes the bull by the horns and just says, screw all of this crap, all these laws that they put in place that are unconstitutional, and take the country back. You know, that's
and that's what they don't want. So, you know, in the same way that...
I think that's what they do want. I think that maybe they do want that because they want a civil war and they feel confident enough that they need that to happen again so they have the pretext to go and you know, kick people's doors down, like, en masse, and just declare war against the, you know, half the population, like, literal.
Well, the point that I was going to make is that, you know, for decades, Rush Limbaugh, his job was to put talking points out there that would appeal to the very right-wing Americans and detour them before they got to the real truth of Jewish power. And so Stu Peters has taken sort of this role where he is appealing to those on the alt-right that do talk about Jewish power, and he's sort of, you know, he's fostering an environment where they can talk about that and listen to this content, and perhaps he is going to deter them for the last minute. If Stu Peters is indeed controlled opposition, that could be his role, is to detour people who have moved beyond the pale of Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson, and they're talking about the real stuff. And so he gives them that. He gives them that content and then deters them at the last minute. That could be his role.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to deter him to. Maybe it's about the virus, right? It's the virus. The scary virus is still there, whatever. Gain-of-function research. I don't know what he would... I've heard him go 100% full, you know, just full-on, like, greatest story never told on us here. So... in his videos, he's just really 100% naming the Jew, talking about all the things we talk about, the history. You know, he doesn't seem to be pulling any punches. So I've yet to see what he's going to come, what BS he's going to come out with if that's the case. You know, if he's actually sincere, then, you know, 100% sincere. But, you know, you got to watch out with these high profile people. Anyway, you want to. That's all I have.
Yep. We got a caller, Max, in New York. Let's go to the call screen.
And then you wanted to get to this other story, right?
Yeah, we got some immigration stuff to deal with. Let's take this caller first, Max, in New York, to comment on what we've already put out there. Max, welcome. Do we have Max?
Can't hear you, Max, if you're there.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah. There. Yeah, we hear you now.
Okay. Israel isn't just a landmass in the Middle East. Israel is a religious concept that encompasses the whole planet. Now, I think America is getting far more hammered than Gaza is. I don't know what's going on in the Middle East, but what I know here is... we have a Jewish medical system that just exterminated in the last 24 hours 5,000 Americans, probably mostly white. The figure is so high that it just doesn't register with people. People must think I'm making it up or something. But I'm getting my information from five doctors who signed a statement, and there's a book about it. It's just completely off the charts. Now, if there was some country in the Middle East that was exterminating, killing people, 5,000 people a day, I mean, we'd probably send ships over and try to stop it, maybe, if you're following my line of reasoning. So I was kind of wondering, what do you guys think the Jews' number one crime is? Since this whole world is a Jewish crime syndicate, I'm kind of curious, what do you guys think the number one crime that Jews committed?
Probably Bolshevism.
Yeah, in specific, white genocide. I mean, they're moving third worlders from Haiti and all of these Muslim countries in Africa into the U.S. And you know, I've got an article that I wanted to cover that fits very well into this in New York. A woman, a property owner who is a woman, was arrested because squatters, illegal immigrants, were squatting on her property. And she tried to evict them, and she got arrested. Because in New York, there's laws that protect squatters on properties. So basically, third worlders moved into her property that she owned. And she came in there and tried to get them evicted and change the locks on the doors. And she was arrested rather than the squatters who didn't own the property. I think this is the crux of what the Jewish system is trying to do. This plays into the white genocide, bringing these people in and allowing them to stay in hotels and privately owned property and be able to have access to our white women to impregnate them and to basically force the white race out of existence, the white ethnicity. That's, I think, what the number one crime of these Bolsheviks are. And these are definitely Bolshevik tactics. Think about it. Think about it. You own a property and illegal immigrants occupy it and you try to kick them out and you're arrested for them occupying your property. That's Bolshevism.
Yeah.
Back to you guys.
Yeah, it's the Jews. I mean, the greater thing is, it's Jewishness. That's Jewishness.
I think those are
right
good there. Answers, but that wasn't the answer I was looking for.
Well, hit us up, man.
I think the number one crime was nailing Jesus to the cross. And ever since then, the Jews have been eternally cursed. Everywhere they go, they're going to be hated. Everywhere they go, they cause problems because they killed God's son. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Christian. I never went to church, not a Catholic. I started studying the Bible late. And I'm like, wow, people are missing things. You know, at the risk of sounding like an arrogant narcissist, nobody's saying what I'm saying about the Jews. I'm the one who drafted charges of genocide against them. If anyone read the charges of genocide and they saw all those quotes from rabbis and all these Jews calling for the extermination of the white race, that's a close second. You know, once you nail Yahweh's son to the cross, you're done. You're sitting on death row. There's no negotiating with these people. But now we have this country in the Middle East that can do whatever it wants. We have lawyers here at home. Over in Gaza, they're using missiles and bombs and bulldozers. Over here, they're using paperwork and stealing your property. That's scary.
Yeah, if you want to get into a religious aspect of this, it's very fascinating that on the one hand, these fake Jews and fake Israel, they play into Christian Zionism and say we're God's chosen people. But on the other hand, they deny the Son of God, and they're the descendants of the people that nailed the Son of God to the cross. So they're playing both sides there. They refuse to acknowledge their Messiah, Jesus Christ. And also,
let me interrupt. It's not only that. They didn't just reject and deny the Christ. They murdered God's son. You can reject and deny the Christ, and you still got a chance to maybe change your mind or repent. You know, maybe I was wrong, but you didn't kill him. When you nail the Christ to the cross, that's the permanent death sentence. There's no negotiating with Christ killers. Like all my friends, go get a lawyer. I'm not getting a lawyer. Lawyers are the problem. Doctors are the problem.
That's part of my point. Part of my point is that the Christ killers are, on the one hand, denying Christ, and on the other hand, they're appealing to Christian Zionism, saying we're the chosen people. See, they're playing both sides of that card.
Well, they're double-minded.
We deny Christ. Yeah.
We're really getting to know what evil actually is, you know, through the Jews. You know, the Jews are really showing everyone, you know, those who are awake and aware, how evil can be. And so we still see all these people slumbering asleep, just completely beholden to this evil and unwilling. And that's part of the evil that the Jews are showing us, because they're behind that deception.
Well, once they murdered the Christ, they have the tiger by the tail. They can't let it go. They can't admit, oh, we were lying about the Holocaust. They're going to ride that lie to the end. They're never going to capitulate. And, you know, that's part of that curse, is they got the tiger by the tail. They can't let go of the tail. They're done if they do. That's the thing, you know. Damned if they do, damned if they don't. But they've positioned themselves. We've allowed it. The white men have allowed these anti-Christ Jew, Christ killers to position themselves in our lives. You know, now I got friends sleeping in the woods because the lawyers beat them out of their wills. Like, they were sitting around waiting for their inheritance, and now they got nothing. Now they're homeless. And some cases, they can't get, you know, their some food stamps to help them or anything. We're totally being canceled out. Sucks in New York. It's really bad.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Jesus said it best when he said, "Ye are of your father the devil," just before they nailed him to the cross, like, I think a day before. "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." And so when people say Jesus was a Jew, it's like, you stupid idiot. You're just don't have any tolerance for this anymore. How stupid people are.
Let's get clear on the Jew word, because there's a lot of, we're wasting pill-pulling time on what a Jew is, what a Jew isn't. There were Jews, they were good Jews up until the point they killed the Christ. Then that word Jew became negative. It became...
It didn't even exist yet, Max. The word Jew didn't even exist yet. It was Judahite.
But Judah. The word Jew is in the King James Bible. It's a legitimate word to use, and we don't need to get sidetracked.
Yeah, but that was written after.
So which Bible are we supposed to go by?
I think, Max, I think what William is pointing out very accurately is that Jew is not a word that historically was used in the writings of the Bible. In Middle English, they saw the word Judah or Judaite, and they translated that as Jew. Well, that aside, the people that are calling themselves Jews today are playing both sides. They're saying, you know, we are the chosen people, but at the same time, they're telling the Christian Zionists, you have to worship us because we're the chosen people. So even though Christians should worship Christ, the Christian Zionists are completely against Christ and against all of his teachings.
Right.
So you are right. It's the Jewish system today is playing both sides. Yeah. That's the point that I was bringing up.
But
hey, Max, we got one more story we want to get to. Can you?
Well, listen, let me end the call. I've made my points, and you gentlemen have a good night.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Max. Always appreciate your calls, man. Great calls. And keep up the good fight, Max. I know you're like really struggling against it up there.
It's pretty.
So, William,
bless you, brother.
Bless you too. God bless, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Jeremy.
All right. So, William, I'm going to kick it to you. What do we got? What do we got left?
Well, you wanted to cover this story about immigration. That's what I wanted to give you, because you were stressing how important that was.
Yeah. So, you know, you have, you know, illegal immigrants coming in at the southern border. Greg Abbott, who is supposedly a Republican who opposes immigration, too late, too little. You got the Supreme Court. Because Greg Abbott signed into law litigation that would allow Texas to arrest immigrants, illegal immigrants, and detain them and allow them to deport at their own leisure. All of this is nonsense. All of this is theater. It's already in the Constitution that states and the federal government can protect their borders. It's ridiculous that the Supreme Court has to be asked to interpret a law that shouldn't be. Once again, it is ridiculous the Supreme Court is being asked to interpret a law that shouldn't be. We already have constitutional laws where states and the federal government can protect the borders. So this whole law passed in Texas where law enforcement can arrest illegal immigrants, that law was unnecessary. Before this law ever was passed and before it was ever litigated, Texas was constitutionally able to legally arrest and deport illegal immigrants. So we didn't need legislation, and we most certainly didn't need the Supreme Court to determine whether this legislation was constitutional. It is constitutional. This is all theater. This is all part of the plan to invade the U.S. and cause wide genocide. That's my take on the whole thing.
Yeah, and Jeremy, let me add that I think that the Constitution is written in a way where there are certain clauses that basically cancel out other ones. So we don't actually have these rights that, well, we do. We have these God-given rights that we have just without even the Constitution. But the Constitution itself is flawed. And while we do have a Bill of Rights there, there's amendments that cancel them out. There's in the articles, there's clauses in the articles that cancel them out. Mike Gatty is very well versed on all of this. I'm going to have to go back and look at some of the stuff, but there's a lot of it has to do with property rights, the government's ability to just do whatever it wants, take whatever it wants, whenever it wants. It's pretty much that's written in the Constitution as well. You know, you have eminent domain is one obvious one. So it's kind of like when we reference the Constitution as like, hey, it's being violated, but in a way, it's actually not because of these caveats and these, like, you really have to study it to understand, okay, well, wait a minute. So they just said this over here, but now they're saying this over here. And I think if you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 8 is one example. I mean, I got to pull it up to recall what that was. But
that's very fascinating. The point that you're bringing up, is that the Constitution, as written, as Mike Gatty very poignantly, talks about on his shows, the Constitution was developed for the elites to rule over the masses. It wasn't developed for the masses to have actual rights, right? And so, fast forward, whoever's in power in the U.S. has the right to impose their will on the people. Because, you know, you go back to 1776, you had only landowners, white men of good repute, that could participate in the government. That's all well and good. But you get today, that transfers to the CEOs that rule over the American populace. So it's in the best interest of the CEOs to bring these people in to benefit their businesses. So the entire American idea was flawed from the beginning in that it gave power to certain elites, and it didn't give representation to the rank and file American people that occupied under the government. That's my whole take on what I think what Gatty said and what you're alluding to here.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I understand too. So I don't know if it's productive for us to keep referring back to the Constitution and how, you know, it's being violated because, well, I mean, maybe we should develop a different constitution or we should fix the constitution or I don't know. I asked Mike Gatty this question because I did the roundtable with him on Friday with Richard. I haven't talked to him for quite a while. It was good to talk to him again. But he said that he's just basically thinks he's an anarchist. So government itself is the actual problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, those of us who don't need to be governed, we really don't need to be governed at all. We can self-govern.
So for the sake of argument, I was simply bringing up the point that the Constitution as written does allow for states and the federal government to protect its borders. So therefore, if you want to play by their rules, right? This is a situation where we are acquiescing to the Constitution and their rules. In that scenario, Texas does have every legal right to protect its border. Therefore, there should be no litigation needed to arrest illegal immigrants and deport them. But yet, that litigation was put forth, and now it's being challenged in the Supreme Court by the Jewish-controlled Biden administration. That's the whole point that I was bringing up. The scenario where we're playing by their rules and we're not questioning the whole thing. Anyway, William, thanks for joining.
All right, Jeremy, and we'll see you guys on the Punch Bowl tomorrow night. We're supposed to have Blackbird, yes. But she may not make it. I might get a different guest, but we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Stay classy, my friend.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.